It's a question we get from time to time. Is online banking a good thing? Hi, I'm Rob West. If you're still using the drive-thru window at your local bank branch to deposit checks and do other routine banking chores, you really should look into doing more of your banking online to save time and gas. We'll talk about it today, and then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Once upon a time, going to the bank was a regular part of life in America. But online banking has made most trips to your local branch unnecessary. By the way, there's a difference between online banking and online banks. Online banking is something you can do these days with almost any brick-and-mortar bank or credit union, although features and services will certainly vary from one financial institution to the other. Online banks, of course, have no brick-and-mortar branches. They're online only. And with the exception of the ATM networks they use, all transactions with them are online. Okay, that's the difference between online banks and online banking. But the reality is, that difference is getting smaller and smaller. The online features of brick-and-mortar banks really do rival anything that online-only banks have. Still, some folks are wondering if we simply won't need brick-and-mortar banks someday. We're probably a long way from that. People still need services that only brick-and-mortar banks can provide, like businesses that have to deposit coins and currency. You can't do that online. There are still 77,500 bank branches in the U.S. That sounds like a lot, but it's actually 12,500 fewer than 5 years ago. As more and more people do their banking online, traditional banks find they need fewer and fewer branches. You've probably noticed some of them closing in your area. We'll probably always need brick-and-mortar banks, just fewer of them. So with both online banks and online banking, it doesn't matter where your bank is, and it also doesn't matter where you are. You can do almost everything that needs doing on your computer or smartphone. Now that's convenience. Just don't ever use public Wi-Fi for your banking or any financial transaction. It's just too easy for hackers to steal your personal information. Now, there's another huge advantage of online banking that few people really think about. If it doesn't matter where the financial institution is, you have the opportunity to select any bank or credit union for your banking needs. You may have chosen a certain bank because they have many branches or even one branch conveniently located along your way home from work. Direct deposit long ago removed the need to stop and deposit a paycheck, but now you can deposit any check with your smartphone. You might ask then, is there really much of a difference between banks? Aren't they all pretty much the same? Actually, no. Wouldn't it be great to know that your financial institution is supporting Christian values and making a positive change in the world, in addition to providing great service? Wouldn't you want to put people over profit? Not that profit is bad, but it can't be the only priority. Stewardship is about 100% of what God gives us, not just the 10% in the offering plate. What if you could find and support institutions that are faith-based, whose mission is to help Christ followers live and give more abundantly? Online banking can give you faith-aligned options once you choose an institution that aligns with your values. There are a number of great faith-aligned banks and credit unions available today. One example is Christian Community Credit Union, an underwriter of this program. CCCU offers online banking so they can be accessed from anywhere in the country, and they're just a great example of how our banking decisions can make a positive impact for the kingdom. CCCU has donated over $6 million to ministry and mission projects in the U.S. and around the world. And they're using banking to leverage the money their members deposit with them to help construct new church buildings, expand ministries, and help Christian business owners thrive. So if you're looking for a faith-based banking solution that aligns with your beliefs and values, I'd encourage you to consider Christian Community Credit Union. Plus, each account is insured up to $250,000 by ASI. You can find out more at joinchristiancommunity.com. That's joinchristiancommunity.com. By the way, you can find institutions that align with your values in other financial areas as well. In fact, if you'd like to align your values with your investment decisions, we have a whole host of organizations that are underwriters of faith and finance that you can find on our website at faithfi.com. Just click on the show. That's faithfi.com. All right, your calls are next, 800-525-7000. We'll be right back.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. The world record for a standing jump is just under 10 feet. How far do you think you could jump? 5 feet? 6? How about a mile? Clearly, for any human being, that's impossible. And so is the idea that you or I or anyone could earn God's favor by doing enough good things and keeping His law. Because His standard is perfection. That's why the gospel is all about God's grace. What Jesus did, yours by faith alone. For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Receive your Anchor devotional in print monthly at anchortoday.org.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance Program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
We're going to talk about the further issue, our response, who's behind this.
Sandy Rios on Sandy Rios 24/7.
Talk is cheap.
Honest. Insightful.
Doing nothing is creating chaos in the world. Danger for America.
Sandy Rios informs listeners from a Christian worldview.
It's time to act in the polls, because I have to tell you, most of them are just doing nothing.
Listen on the podcast page at afr.net.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian credit counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian credit counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
So you enjoy this broadcast, you listen regularly, you found something helpful, and you want to be a part, maybe a bigger part of the FaithFi community. Well, we'd invite you to be a FaithFi partner. That just means you support this listener-supported ministry at $35 a month or more. As a FaithFi partner, you'll get exclusive quarterly ministry updates, so you'll know what's going on, all the new things that are happening here. You'll get an early release copy of each of our FaithFi studies mailed to your door, including our brand new 21-day devotion that we're looking forward to launching this summer called Look at the Sparrows. It's a 21-day look at God's Word around the topic of fear and anxiety related to money. We release 4 studies a year. We'll send one to you before it's released to anyone else. Plus, you get discounts on FaithFi Pro, our app. That and more when you become a FaithFi partner. We can't do this each day without your generous support. And so, would you prayerfully consider becoming a FaithFi partner, again, with a gift of $35 a month or more? Just head to faithfi.com/give. That's faithfi.com/give.
All right, it's time to take your calls and questions today. The calls are coming in, but we've got a few lines open, perhaps one for your question today. We'd love to hear from you. The number, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Let's begin in Pennsylvania today. Hi, Deborah. Thanks for your call. Go right ahead.
I have a son that just bought a farm. It's worth $500,000. The house on it is too small for his family. He owns already two houses. So his money's kind of locked up a little bit. He would like to borrow money from us to build an addition onto his house to move his family into and then sell his house. He would like to loan $150,000 from us at 5% for 15 years. He did say that if I went out at any time or I need my money, he would just take a loan out and pay me back.
Okay.
What is your advice?
Yeah, this is a tough one because on one hand, we want to be a blessing to our kids and perhaps, you know, make it a win-win where he can save a little bit of money. This is obviously what he's proposing is below market in terms of the interest rate that he would pay for this at 5% when the market right now is, you know, 7% or so, maybe a little better than that for a 15-year. Nevertheless, he's getting a deal and you're perhaps getting a, you know, a decent rate of return on your money as well. I think it comes down to, you know, we could look at this from a financial perspective. Is this a good deal in terms of a return on investment? It may or may not be. We'll talk about that. And then there's the non-financial side, which is probably where I'd like to start. You know, the Bible describes the borrower-lender relationship as master-slave. You know, if you think about it, when you become the creditor, you loan money to a family member, you're now a lender, they're the borrower. That means family dinners and get-togethers are different when you're sitting down to eat with your creditors instead of just your family or friends. So even if the loan is a good deal for your son and you don't mind loaning it to him and you're happy to earn that 5% a year, you can't change the change in the relationship that happens the moment you become a lender, not to mention the fact that, you know, if things go sideways and we get into a bad economy, he's unable to borrow the money. He can't make the payments. And we didn't talk about that, whether he's just going to let this interest accrue or whether he's going to be making payments to you. We'll get to that. But regardless, if something unforeseen or unexpected and even out of his control happens and he's unable to repay you, that undoubtedly will cause a damage in the relationship, potentially, unless you're ready, willing, and able to step in and say, either I'm going to forgive the loan or I'm going to forego, you know, access to the money when I need it because you can't pay me back. So before we even consider whether or not it's a good, quote, deal financially, talk to me about that side of it and how you're thinking about it.
Well, I tried to cover my bases. So I asked him, I said, well, if one of you would die, do you have life insurance? And he said, yes, I have $1 million on myself.
Oh, it looks like we lost you there. Hopefully, yeah, you're back. I heard of you. He has $1 million on himself, and then you broke up. Go ahead.
$800,000 on his wife.
All right.
I said, well, if you got sick and you couldn't work, do you have insurance for that? He said, yes, I do. We both have insurance for that. He has three children he just adopted two about a year ago. He is a good Christian. He does own both his houses that he has. He has a rental, and he owns his own house.
No mortgage?
I think he's almost done with the mortgage on the rental, so I don't think he has a mortgage.
Okay.
So
what's the driver here? What is the driver here, Deborah? Why not just go get a conventional loan?
Well, because my husband's, we lost a lot of money in the stock market. And to us, it's a lot of money. To somebody else, it might not be much. But my husband said, I want to get out of the stock market, and I would rather put my money in CDs. So my son offered, well, we need the money. We would pay you 5%. For 15 years, which is compound interest. And so my husband kind of liked that idea.
Yeah, I think the question is, can you do, I mean, if you were just evaluating this on the merits of the, quote, investment, you know, it's not that great of a deal. I mean, you could go buy a 10-year treasury bond today at 4.6% and hold it to maturity and get all your money back in 10 years, guaranteed by the U.S. government, and get 4.6% every 6 months along the way, or one half of that. And so is it worth an extra half a percent, less than a half a percent, for you to have your son backing this loan versus the U.S. government? No, because essentially the 4.6% is nearly risk-free, even though there's nothing that's risk-free. And there's a considerable risk with your son, that, you know, in terms of his ability to pay you back if something were to happen, a major economic event of some kind between now and the next 15 years. So, you know, there are places you can do as good with far less risk if you're just looking at this from a pure financial standpoint. But if you're saying, listen, we want to help him out because, you know, he can save a little bit of money because, again, he's going to be below the prevailing interest rates. Well, then that make, you know, potentially makes sense, as long as you're willing to assume A, the risk, and B, the change in the relationship with your son. But if you're just looking for this as an alternative to stocks, there's better options with less risk that'll give you nearly the same result, if that makes sense.
Oh, yes, I know that, but
I think we have to come back to, what is the motivation? What is the driver? Is it you guys are looking at, hey, we really like the idea of getting 5% a year and not thinking about it and having to figure out how to invest this? Or is this, we want to help him out because he just adopted 3 kids and he's a little tight on his finances because he owns a bunch of real estate? And so we're trying to, you know, let me ask this. Is he looking to make you a payment every month, or is this just going to balloon at the end?
No, it would be every month.
Okay.
So it would
All
be principal, so principal and interest every month.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, I think if you did it, you're going to want to get everything in writing. You're going to want to get a real estate attorney to draw up, you know, the documents on it, make this official, record the mortgage on it. You'd have to be willing to foreclose on it, or, you know, decide in advance what happens if the unexpected occurs. But I would go slow and perhaps consider not doing it. Stay on the line. We'll be right back.
Thoughts of the child you were carrying keep pouring over in your mind. A deep, unrelenting sadness overshadows your days, and you wonder if you will ever feel whole again. There is hope and healing from a reproductive loss. Call the International Helpline, 866-482-LIFE, and talk with someone who has been where you are. Your call is confidential, and we will help you find healing. 866-482-LIFE.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com/faith. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
So for God to speak is for God to engage in self-revelation. We only know God because God has condescended to speak to us.
The God Who Speaks is a 90-minute documentary that answers many of the common objections about the Bible's reliability. The film equips believers to confidently base their lives on the power of God's Word. It's available at streaming.afa.net.
Frustrated by your health insurance? Confused by the network restrictions and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high cost of healthcare. Take back control of your healthcare with the ability to choose a provider you trust with no network restrictions and savings of up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
Rob West of Faith and Finance.
I'd like to take a moment to ask you to consider investing in the ministry that you know as American Family Association. One way you can support AFA's efforts is through your estate planning.
You can shore up permanent income for your retirement years while supporting the culture-transforming work of the American Family Association. Call 800-326-4543, extension 345, or visit afafoundation.net.
We are grateful for support from the Eventide Center for Faith and Investing. ECFI is an educational initiative of Eventide Asset Management that seeks to help Christians understand and practice biblically faithful investing. They do this through their podcast and online journal featuring articles from industry thought leaders and their course called Discover God's Story for Investing. More information is available at faithandinvesting.com. That's faithandinvesting.com.
Lending to family and friends. Should you do it or not? I think probably not in just about every case, unless you're ready, willing, and able. Ready, meaning you've got the financial wherewithal. Willing, meaning without holding it over their heads. And able to come in and just forgive it, you know, if something goes sideways. Because that's it. It's always a matter of, it's not if everything plays out exactly as planned. Well, that's great. But it's when things go sideways. And then, you know, normally when we're doing business with a lender, well, they have what's called recourse. They put a, you know, a lien on the property. They foreclose on it, put you out on the street if they have to. Well, we don't do that with family members. And so it just damages the relationship. And so we have to get to the heart of why are we doing this in the first place? And usually we're doing it because, and this may not be the case here with Deborah, but usually we're doing it because they don't have the financial ability to get the loan in the traditional sense. And so we're stepping in, hoping that nothing will go sideways on us. Undoubtedly, you know, it does in so many cases, which is why we have to recognize there's a change in relationship. Even if you don't lord over the person and remind them that you're their lender, it's just kind of the unsaid thing that's there that, okay, our relationship just changed. You are the borrower, I am the lender. Again, the God's Word calls that a master-slave relationship. So I think, you know, we just need to try to avoid that if at all possible, because what's paramount is protecting the relationship versus, you know, the financial gain that one or both parties may end up with if everything works out okay. It's a tough one, though. So, you know, just pray through it and use discernment. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you some wisdom as you make those decisions. And don't ever do it if you're married unless you and your spouse are in agreement. That's for sure. All right. Hopefully that was helpful to you. Let's go back to the phones. By the way, I've got two lines open, 800-525-7000. To Alabama we go. Hi, Jack. Jackie, go right ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Rob.
Sure.
I appreciate it. My husband just recently retired, and he has a 401k with $400,000 in it. And we're wondering if we should leave it with Vanguard in the 401k or roll it over to Vanguard.
Yeah. Well, I think the first question is, how is it going to be managed? So is your husband moving into retirement, or is he just changing jobs?
No, he's all done. He's in his 70s. He's done.
Okay. All right. Got it. Yeah. So, you know, I think that the first question is, okay, how are you going to manage this money? And do you have an advisor who's going to be making the buy and sell decisions moving forward? Were you guys planning to do that yourselves? What were your thoughts there?
We've just always, you know, done it ourselves, and you know, just using like the 30-70 type thing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. With like index funds or target date funds, what are you doing there?
Well, yeah, I'm not so concerned with that part of it for us, you know, right now. I actually wanted to get two questions in if I can.
Okay, no problem. Well, let me answer it then. So if you're planning to manage it yourself, yes, I'd get it out of the 401k, because that's going to give you a limited universe of investments, and I would get it into a brokerage firm that gives you access to all the investment options you need, and it's going to lower the fees, because especially if you're not hiring an advisor, you're paying administrative fees to the 401k plan administrator that are unnecessary. And as soon as you get it into the IRA, you can eliminate all of those. Now, you could have some transaction costs depending upon what you're buying and selling, and there may be management fees built into those products if they're ETFs or mutual funds, but you can undoubtedly bring your overall expenses down and open up your investment universe. So I would definitely roll it out.
Okay, thanks. And then I had this immediate today question that I wanted to get to. I heard it was really good to buy I-bonds, and I don't know if I can still do it in the April timeframe and get it done today. But would you recommend that, or we just put it into like treasury bills?
Yeah, you know, the challenge with the I-bonds is, I mean, so the new rate as of that was just announced today is 4.28%. And I don't think if you haven't initiated this yet, I don't think you're going to be able to get it in time to get that rate or the previous rate. So the rate through April was 5.27. I don't think you're going to be able to do the transaction and get the money moved in time to make the purchase prior to the new rate kicking in. So you're going to likely be at 4.28%, which is that good for 6 months? No, you can do a lot better than that. And I think that's going to continue to fall. The Federal Reserve has made it their singular focus, or maybe if they have a dual mandate, it's one half of their dual mandate to get in, to get inflation down. And that means that, you know, the I-bond with I standing for inflation, pegged to the part of the composite index rate is, you know, made up of inflation, CPI. And so as CPI comes down, that I-bond rate is going to continue to fall, probably closer to the threes. And, you know, I mean, you could buy a 10-year treasury bond today at 4.6. And if you hold the maturity over 10 years, the government will give you your money back, but you'll get 4.6% every year along the way. So there's places you can do better with the same level of risk, which is a near, you know, it's almost a risk-free investment because it's backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government.
And then there's no penalty for taking out a treasury bill, but how much does it, you know, you have to, you know, when you put it back in, you have to, you know, accept whatever is going on at that time with it. Are you usually losing money?
Well, it just depends on what's happening with interest rates. So as interest rates fall, the price of the bonds will increase. So you can actually sell them at a profit if interest rates are coming down, but there's no guarantee of that. And depends on when you need it and where interest rates are versus where they were when you bought it. So unless you hold the maturity, you have the risk of losing or gaining on the sale if you sell it before it matures.
Okay, so the $40,000 in I-bonds that we have, maybe we would be best to take that out and put it into treasuries.
Yeah, or CDs, I think, for right now, just because, you know, you're not getting a great rate. I mean, you're going to ride this 5.27 to the end of the current 6 months period, 6 month period, because it renews, you know, on the anniversary of when you bought it. And so you're going to continue to earn the 5.27 until that 6 month window expires, and then they'll drop you down to 4.28. So I think, yeah, it's time as these rates come down for you to look at other options, in my view. Hey, thanks for your call today. This is Faith and Finance. We'll be right back. Did you know the average person walks nearly 2,000 miles a year? Now think about the millions of children around the world who risk disease and miss out on opportunities simply because they walk those 2,000 miles without a decent pair of shoes. Around the world, Buckner Shoes for Orphan Souls provides access to health, education, hope, and opportunity through the gift of shoes. Visit giveshoestoday.org and find out how you can provide shoes for a child right now.
We see and hear about the big public issues happening in our nation's capital, but what about the things that happen behind the scenes? That information can give us the whole story and help shape our opinions. That's why you need to listen to Washington Watch Weekend with Tony Perkins. He and his guests will give you all parts of the Washington news from a conservative Christian perspective. Catch Washington Watch Weekend Saturdays at 5:05 a.m. and 6 p.m. Central, and Sunday mornings at 3 Central on AFR.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
Are you searching for a way to become a better, faithful steward of the resources that God has given you? Well, download the FaithFi app and join the 37,000 others who are already using our app. The FaithFi app will provide you with wisdom, community, and simply help you stay on track with your finances. We have 3 money management options to choose from, so find an option that fits your unique needs. It's available on desktop or mobile. Simply go to faithfi.com and click app to get started.
Roe v. Wade is history, but sadly, the killing of unborn babies continues. AFA Action works to keep you informed on how you can help close legal loopholes and fight for the innocent. One way you can help is with your gift to keep AFA Action on the front lines in the battle for life. When you give, you'll also get free access to the Monica Kelsey story that details her mission to save abandoned newborns across America. Stop by AFAAction.net today. AFAAction.net.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
I'm grateful to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here at American Family Radio. Coming up in our next segment, Bob Dahl stops by. Bob is Chief Investment Officer at Crossmark Global Investments, where investments and values intersect. We'll get Bob's take on the markets today. Obviously, the market's starting off under some pressure today. The big boards are all red. That's on the heels of a tough week last week after we got the data on inflation being hotter than expected and GDP, U.S. growth here at home, slower than expected. We'll find out what Bob thinks that means moving forward, and we'll get his take just around the corner. In the meantime, we're taking your calls and questions today on anything financial. We've got room for you today. I've got a few lines open. You can call right now at 800-525-7000. All right, let's go back to the phones to West Virginia. No, Wyoming. Sherry, go ahead.
Hello, Rob. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
My husband and I are retired. He's 69. I'm 66. We have both our Social Security checks, and he has a pension check. We are comfortable living on that. Everything's paid for. We have fairly new vehicles, and our home is paid for. But we do have $10,000 in a credit union that earns 5% up to $10,000. And then we have about $50,000 that we had in a CD. It just expired. That was 5%. And now it's our available rate for 12 months is going to be 4%. And just wondering if maybe we couldn't do something better with that. And also with the bumpy roads maybe coming up with the election and stuff, we were wondering about investing in gold.
Yeah, very good. This is really helpful. Let me ask, what are your monthly expenses, Sherry, in total, roughly?
Oh, probably about $4,000.
All right. So it's $4,000 a month. You know, so if you had 6 months, I mean, that'd be $25,000. So I think, I mean, you guys are, you know, more than double that. You've got over a year's worth of expenses and liquid savings. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Yes, mm-hmm. In terms of the yield on it, you can do better. I mean, right now you can get 5% with FDIC insured high yield savings, be completely liquid, have the backing of the U.S. government at 5%. You'd want to go to bankrate.com. You'd have to use an online bank, but, you know, you can have that FDIC insurance. And if you're willing to link that perhaps to your brick and mortar checking account, and then you could move the money back and forth. You could also get a CD. You know, right now about the best you're going to find is maybe 5.1 for a 1 year CD. It's actually going to decline if you go out further than that, just because, you know, we're expecting rates to begin to come down over the next year for sure. So, you know, I think just maximizing these rates where they are right now is a great opportunity. I mentioned, you know, to the previous caller, if you wanted something longer term, you know, you can do pretty well right now on a 10-year U.S. Treasury at 4.6%. So you could buy the Treasury bond, you know, from the treasurydirect.gov. As long as you hold the maturity for the full 10 years, you don't have to worry about interest rates, because they'll give you your coupon back, the original amount you put in after 10 years, and you'll get 4.6% along the way, which, you know, is probably going to look pretty attractive, especially a couple of years down the road. In terms of the gold allocation, I like gold. I wouldn't overweight there. I do think, you know, my best advice is a forever allocation, perhaps in the physical gold, maybe gold coins, or, you know, the 1 ounce bars. And, you know, you do that, you know, up to 5% of your investable assets. So you'd want to look at, okay, what are our investable assets? And I wouldn't overweight there. If you wanted to go from 5 all the way to 10%, which is the max I'd recommend, I'd probably think about doing that in one of the tracker stocks, where they have gold in a vault behind it, but it trades like a stock. So you can buy and sell it whenever the stock market is open, and it just moves in lockstep with the price of gold. But it's just a lot easier to buy and sell, because you don't have to worry about storing it and using a dealer and, you know, the markups and all of that kind of stuff. So I think the bottom line is, yes, I like gold. I wouldn't overweight there, and I'd keep in this season of life for you guys, you know, somewhere between 6 and 12 months liquid for the unexpected. And I think looking to maximize that rate right now through an online banking partner, you know, would make a lot of sense.
Okay. What about like coins? You said, you mentioned coins. I was talking to a company, and they talked about coins as a good way to go, because it can't be called back by the government if something bad were to happen.
Yeah, I like gold coins a lot. I mean, I think that, you know, whether it's a Cougar Rand, or, I mean, there's a number of options out there that you could look at. And so I would just make sure you're, you know, using a trusted source to buy these. And if you need a recommendation on that, we'd be happy to provide one. But I think the key is, again, don't get too highly concentrated there. I like gold. It's a fear trade. It's a store of value, you know, against a crisis or a major, you know, economic event of some kind. But, you know, it historically doesn't do as well, and it has a little bit more risk and volatility than just a properly diversified stock and bond portfolio.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Rob. You've been very helpful.
Well, thank you, Sherry. Absolutely. And God bless you as well. Thanks for calling today. We've got some lines open, 800-525-7000. You know, each day on this program, we want to come alongside you, provide encouragement, but also sound biblical advice, answering your financial questions, whatever's going on in your financial life today. 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Let's go to Texas. Hi, Susan. Thanks for your patience. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Hi there.
Good morning. I have a son who is a graduating high school senior, and he has earned some money, and he wants to invest some of it. Now, he's planning to go to college, but he wants to invest some of it, maybe like $1,000 or so, in a Roth IRA, because he has you know, learned about the value of compounding interest.
Yeah.
And so I'm guessing he probably wouldn't be investing in it, adding to it every year. It might be just like keeping it until he gets out of college and can start contributing maybe again. But I want to have him kind of start doing the investigation and figure out where is it, how, what does he need to do? So can you get us started on that?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. You know, probably the best way to go would be for him just to open an account like a Charles Schwab. A discount brokerage house is going to be, you know, very little in the way of fees. He can open it online in a few minutes. Then there's a couple of options in terms of how he would invest it. A lot of times when younger, you know, investors are just getting started, they like the idea of researching the companies they're buying and, you know, actually buying businesses that they frequent and they're aware of and they can keep up with. And that's great. And it's a great way to learn. The downside is you're highly concentrated. And so there's a lot more risk there, because if you invest in, you know, XYZ tech company because he likes their products and they have a bad quarter or technology's out of favor because it's been just going so sky high as of late, then he could, you know, see some considerable downside in a very short period of time. Whereas if he buys a basket of investments like a exchange traded fund, he's got a lot more diversification with lower risk. So my recommendation would be have him look at Charles Schwab. It's called the Intelligent Portfolios. It's what's called a robo-advisor. Or as an alternative, have him look at the smartphone app Betterment, or online at Betterment.com. Schwab Intelligent Portfolios or Betterment, both would allow him to open the Roth IRA. Thanks for your call, Susan. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Washington Watch with Tony Perkins.
You look at three of the four justices there in Colorado that voted to remove him from the ballot. They all came from Ivy League schools, schools that had been created as divinity schools. What a picture of the apostasy in America when it comes to the church.
Stay informed with Tony Perkins and his guests on Washington Watch, weekdays at 4 p.m. Central on AFR, or catch up anytime with the podcast at AFR.net.
Weekday mornings at 8 Central, Pastor Jeff Shreve offers Real Truth for Today.
I'm the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, and the founder of From His Heart Ministries.
The world around us is rapidly changing, but God and His truth will never change.
I may be the host of the show, but I want God's Word and His truth to be the star of the show.
Join Pastor Jeff Shreve each weekday morning at 8 Central for Real Truth for Today on American Family Radio.
Are you looking for a financial professional who aligns with your biblical values? Certified Kingdom Advisors are trusted financial, legal, or accounting professionals who have completed a rigorous certification program to ensure they provide biblically wise financial advice as part of their practice. You can find a local CKA professional in your area by going to faithfi.com and clicking Find a CKA.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
Hey, thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We've got some lines open, 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Before we head back to the phones for your questions here on a Tuesday morning, our good friend Bob Dahl is joining us. Bob is Chief Investment Officer at Crossmark Global Investments, where investments and values intersect. And Bob, boy, a lot going on in the markets as of late. It seems like that's just par for the course. Most notably, I guess we haven't spoken on this program since we got the GDP data and the inflation data. On top of that, Janet Yellen testifying today. So what do you make of all of it?
Yeah, it's yes, lots of cross currents, as you said. I guess we need to summarize that the GDP number came in slower growth than expected, and sadly, inflation came higher than expected. We got another inflation number this morning, and it was a little worse than expected again. So we're dealing with an economy that seems to be slowing in terms of growth, but more alarmingly, inflation's not going down as the Fed had hoped, and that is causing the market to have some turmoil, as we've seen in the last couple of 3 weeks.
Yeah. Now, below the surface, Bob, is just kind of what is churning in our economy, and one of those measures is around manufacturing. I know you had some comments about that recent data in your deliberations this week. Share that with us.
You know, it looks like the PMIs, the Purchasing Manager surveys, are showing that manufacturing, and for that matter, services economy, slowing more than expected. 50, as you know, Rob, is the difference between expansion and contraction, and the manufacturing index declined to 49.9. So just below that neutral level, saying we're seeing some slowing, and that was noticeably below expectation. So we've got to watch these numbers carefully and see if it moves into corporate responses and eventually earnings.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Bob, what about the consumer? I mean, we've talked about the consumer along the way, just in terms of kind of where we stand with some of the excesses that were built up during the pandemic and the stimulus checks. But obviously, you know, they're the backbone and they've held up quite well and been proven to be pretty resilient. Where do we stand?
Yeah, they have held up well. We need to emphasize that point. The consumer's been spending money coming from the excess savings from COVID, as you point out, the checks mailed to them by the government, ability to access credit through private credit, not so much the banks that are getting a little more stringent in their lending standards. But all that is seems to be reaching a point where there's a lot more to go. High-end consumers, don't get me wrong, doing fine, spending money, keeping the economy going. But lower consumers, lower income consumers are struggling. We've seen that in that they've slowed their spending some. They've gone into their credit cards to spend money. Some evidence of even tapping 401ks, which, of course, is not healthy and not sustainable. So economy's slowing underneath the surface. It'll become more visible as the weeks and months go by.
Yeah. Bob, undoubtedly one of those measures, and there's so many of them that we can look at, is around sentiment. How do investors feel about the markets? Where have we been and what are we seeing today with regard to sentiment?
Yes, sentiment, as you know, is a contrarian indicator. If you go back to the beginning of last year, which is a great year in the stock market, at the beginning of the year, sentiment was very cautious. It means time to buy. Beginning of this year and into the March high, and a sentiment was stretched significantly, which is a time to have some caution. And that indicator tends to work pretty well. It's now turned neutral, Rob, which probably means we're going to see some churning. We'll get a green day and then a red day and then another red day and then a green day. And we'll be confused as the market just kind of treads water volatile sideways.
All right. Well, hey, Bob, hang in there. All the best to you as you deploy billions of dollars in the markets these days. It's not a job for the faint of heart.
Seatbelt firmly fastened.
Okay, good. Hey, God bless you, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
You the same.
All right. That's Bob Dahl, Chief Executive Officer at Crossmark Global Investments. Hey, you can sign up for his weekly investment commentary called Dahl's Deliberations. No charge, right there at the top of the page at crossmarkglobal.com. All right, let's head back to the phones here as we round out the broadcast today. We've got some time for maybe one or two more questions that we don't already have in the queue. The number to call today, 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Let's go to Texas. Hi, Becky. How can I help?
Hello. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a new husband, 4 months. We are senior citizens, both of us.
All right.
And he has some retirement money in addition to a 401k. And we would like to do house repairs or buy a house together or whatever. My question is, my tax accountant had talked to us about money market accounts and as an option, and my husband is concerned about, it's new foreign information for us. We've never done money markets before. So can you give me Reader's Digest version of money markets and what's good about them?
Yes, I'd be happy to. First of all, congratulations on your new marriage. That's fabulous, of 4 months. So I'm thrilled to hear that.
Yeah, a widow for 17 years. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm delighted the Lord has allowed you to find someone to marry, and may the Lord bless you as you all endeavor into that new and exciting journey together. A money market account, Becky, is essentially a savings account. Now, it could have debit card or check writing privileges on it, but it's essentially a savings account, and deposits are insured by the FDIC. So this is the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, which just essentially means that it's backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. The reason they're popular is these savings account, these money market accounts, often, you know, offer higher interest rates compared to regular savings accounts. Now, they're similar to what you would see with a high yield savings account from an online bank. So it's a great place for you to, you know, sock some money away. And, you know, because you have that banking, you know, backing of the U.S. government, and because you can have some check writing privileges on it and so forth, it's, you know, can be a great place for you to park some money. But again, it's very similar to a high yield savings account or a CD, although with a CD, you lose access to it temporarily. Does that make sense, though? And did you have any specific questions
yes,
on it?
You have. Are you getting small interest while it's in money market?
Oh, absolutely. You are getting interest. Absolutely. All along the way. And so, you know, it would be similar in terms of the yield to a high yield savings account. And usually okay. It's credited monthly.
Okay. Okay. Because yeah. I just left one of my banks and they were giving me the sheet on 4 months, 6 months, 11 month CDs. But I know you don't have access to your money when you do that, you know, until the time is up.
That's exactly right. And so I think, you know, that's why at least right now you can do pretty well with money market or savings, you know, because the yields are pretty high. I mean, you can get in high yield savings right now, you know, 5%. I mean, if you were to go to bankrate.com, that's bankrate.com, click on high yield savings, what you'd see there is at least half a dozen online banks that are offering at least 5%. And this is FDIC insured, you know, 5-star rated institutions. You could link it to your checking account electronically, and then you'd you know, be able to move money back and forth and take advantage of it. Now, as rates come down, those are going to fall with it. And so if you're looking to lock the money up a little bit longer, the problem right now with CDs is if you get out beyond a year, you're going to start to see that rate come down pretty quickly. And that's where something like if you want to tie it up for, let's say, 10 years, you could look at a 10-year treasury bond paying 4.6%. You know, their money's guaranteed as long as you don't try to sell it during the 10 years, then you're going to get your full amount back at the end of 10 years from the government, and they're going to pay you 4.6% along the way, credited, you know, every 6 months. So that would be another option. But again, that's a 10-year lockup versus the high-yield savings, which is available to you anytime.
Yeah. So if we needed to take a few thousand out for house repair or whatever, we wouldn't be penalized or 30%, whatever.
Yeah, with the savings, exactly. It's completely liquid, so it's available. And that would be the case with the money market or the high-yield savings.
Okay. Well,
all right.
You've been great. I enjoy your program ever since you got on the air here. Thank you so very much.
Well, appreciate you're welcome, it. Becky, and thank you for that those kind words. And again, congratulations to you and your new husband.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Let's go to Louisiana. Hi, Stuart. How can I help?
Yes, sir. Good morning. Just want to say enjoy your program. Appreciate
you.
Y'all.
Appreciate it.
I have a few questions, but actually, in the brevity for consideration of time, I'll just ask the first one. For a person that's in their 70s, still working, has money in 401k and in savings, given all the rumors going on, everything you see in the news about devaluation of the dollar, et cetera, would it be something to consider to spend that money now on something of value, such as properties or whatever, as opposed to letting it sit there and wait and see what happens?
Yeah. You know, here's my take on that, Stuart. I mean, do we have some challenges? Absolutely. We've got approaching a $1.8 trillion deficit. We've got sky high and, you know, higher inflation. We've got a lot of national debt that's running up. We've got some macro challenges with we're not having enough babies to replace the workers that are retiring. I get all of that. And yet, I would say the U.S. economy is still the strongest and biggest. The resiliency of the American worker is incredible. You know, I don't think there's anybody in our rearview mirror today that could replace replace the reserve currency of the dollar, just because there's no one that's trusted on the global stage like we are, despite our challenges. So I'd stay with a properly diversified portfolio. I love real estate, so I'd make that a part of your plan, but I'd still have a mix of stocks and bonds and cash in high-yield savings and other investments. That's, I think, the best approach, despite the things you mentioned. Hey, call back anytime. Unfortunately, I'm out of time. I'd love to talk more about this and your other questions. Big thanks to my team today, Devin, Robert, and Taylor. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.